WCF Channel, time now for Freddie Kiger and
Aflac
Trivia, and brought to you by your local Aflac agent, Chuck Whalen. Number to call, 919-794-7610. And business owners balance benefit costs with employee needs. Aflac, at no cost to the business, helps provide benefits fast and directly to offset rising out-of-pocket expenses. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome him to the show. Once again, he's just walking in the door right now. Brand new outfit.
Well,
Freddie Kiger.
You like my new sweatshirt?
I don't think I've seen that sweatshirt before.
Yeah, just basic North Carolina.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Carolina blue sweatshirt.
Yep.
You got some coffee stains on there.
Don't drink coffee, so that's no.
I wonder how that happened then.
Well, it might be a smoothie.
Coffee flavored smoothie?
No, I don't drink a whole lot of coffee. Maybe some tea.
Yeah.
Hot tea.
Okay.
Love some Earl Grey or some chai.
It could be tea, I guess.
Tea?
Yeah.
Mr. Tea?
I pity the boy. Fool.
I pity the boy.
Let's spill tea on your sweatshirt.
Yeah. So, what's going on at your household? How's things down in Timberline Court?
Everything's all right. Everything over Park Place going over.
Park
going
Place, well? Good. Battle Park hadn't gone anywhere.
Yeah.
Tell you what, with all the rain a couple of weeks ago, you could hear like Battle Branch. It was like a raging torrent.
I bet.
Many places in town.
I remember this old guy who was in Chapel Hill a long time ago by the name of Earl Mitchell. Hmm. I will always remember a commentary that he did called, "Get those motorbikes out of Battle Park."
Get those motorbikes?
Yeah.
Good for Earl.
That was back in the, that's probably late 70s.
Good for Earl. Well, he did. There's no, I mean, what a great sanctuary.
Yeah, it really is.
I sit at my dinner table, look out the window to the, of the little cottage, that little bungalow, and look in the 93 acres of woods.
Wow. That's great.
It is outstanding.
It's like being out in the middle of nowhere, right in the middle of town, basically.
I'm 9 minute walk from downtown.
Yeah.
9 minute walk.
Awesome.
It is awesome.
And I'm going to guess that with all the people you know and all the people you talk to, that little 9 minute walk turns into a 90 minute walk.
No, I mean, I am very pleased
when there are people out.
People want to say hello.
Yeah.
I often go by and go into the Moorhead Planetarium. I want to tell you, what an incredible resource that more people should take advantage of. Job.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It's where the stars hang out, so that's why Freddie goes.
That's the closest I'll get to the stars. Hey, UNC women are at Winston-Salem playing Wake Forest.
Okay.
So good luck to Sylvia Hatchell and the Lady Tar Heels.
Yeah.
And we're asking a question today about Chapel Hill.
Oh, good. Another one of these where I'll probably learn something.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah, well, I think you might get this one.
Okay.
All right, folks, here we go. Category Chapel Hill. We're named for it, the Chapel of Ease, which was built in 1752 at an important hilltop crossroads in the southern part of the county to spare parishioners the journey of going to Hillsboro. What denomination was New Hope Chapel?
What denomination?
Yep. And I'm not talking about $10.
Parishioners, is that anything like parishioners?
Yeah, thank you. Had the accent on the wrong syllable.
I'm sorry, I've been...
That's all right.
...pretty happy with it ever since I heard.
You just realize if you give it, you're going to get it.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so the Chapel of Ease, built in 1752 at an important hilltop crossroads in the southern part of the county, to spare the worshipers...
Thank you.
The journey to Hillsboro.
For the worshipers.
What denomination was New Hope Chapel?
All right.
Wake up with WCHL weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. I'm Ron Stutz. We've got all your local news, sports, traffic, and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, local commentaries, WCHL hometown heroes, good clean jokes, and a lot more. You will hear from Nikki Morse, the entire WCHL award-winning news team, Freddie Kiger, Wayne Pond, Art Chansky, D.G. Martin, and a whole lot more. So wake up with us and wrap up your day with Aaron Keck on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, and streaming live all over the world on Chapelboro.
New Hope Chapel.
New Hope Chapel.
What denomination?
Presbyterian?
No.
Baptist?
No.
Methodist?
No.
Are you sure it was a church? Was it a temple?
It was a church. Keep going. You got
Episcopal.
Episcopalian.
Oh, okay. All right.
Episcopalian. The little log building, we believe, set where the Carolina Inn currently sits.
Yeah, that was a recent trivia question, wasn't
it? Yeah, but it disappeared about the time of the War for Independence. But that little Chapel of Ease to spare folks from having a journey up to Hillsboro, which was was, yeah, that was the major place in town in the 18th century, the major place around in this area.
Quite a journey.
Way before Durham.
Yeah.
And big doings going on in Hillsboro.
And Tom Stevens wasn't even mayor.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I know. Hey, Hillsboro's got some cool spots.
Oh, man, I love Hillsboro.
Yeah, I like going to Hillsboro. I love the parking in Hillsboro.
Exactly. Me too. Hey, Mike Clayton walking by the window. What in the world is he doing
looking here in the aquarium as we do our thing?
It's like a fishbowl.
That's exactly right. Episcopalian.
We're just two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl year after year.
Two little fishies in a swimming. Where does that go? What is that old thing that Kaiser did?
I was thinking about Pink Floyd.
And he swam all over the dam.
Oh, there you go. All right, that's good.
Kaiser.
Yeah. Oh, he was a big star.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. No kidding.
He might have been in the Moorhead Planetarium then.
He might have been.
Exactly.
With you.
I don't think so. All right, buddy. See you tomorrow.
Thank you, man.